Okay, we're up to the last Mishnah. We're up to the last Mishnah. We did this, we did the Mishnah with Seachani. You want to hear my interpretation on that Mishnah?
No.
Tess. Perikim Mishnah Tess. Hamachazir choiv bashvias. You return to Shvias, Ruchacham Nechamen. If you return to Shvias, Techorim, they have satisfaction. Haloiv men hager, Sheniskaru bon of imo. The person borrows money from the ger. Sheniskaru bon of imo. You borrow money from a ger whose children loyachsir levonov.
It's not the problem being bothered. The choiv and shvius. It's after.
No, this is an entirely different halacha.
Ah, see,
this is an entirely different halacha. In general, if a person borrows money from a garish and a scarab under the imo,
I'm talking about a magzik choiv b'shvius. Period.
No, that's first halacha. That was the first halacha.
But I'm saying, what's the problem? The problem is after shvius, no?
Hamagzik choiv b'shvius is after shvius. If you return the choiv
after shvius,
no, bashvius here is interpreted to mean after shvius is over.
Oh.
It's not a literal translation. That's what the Rambam says. Hamagzik choiv b'shvius. We have pleasure. It means when Shvius has passed. That's the previous Mishnah. That's the same exact thing. And what did the Rav say? Besoiv Shvius. The Hainu b'Shmitasa. Shein Shvius. When the Tom one it was Shein Shvius Mishavedes al Besoiv. Shnemar Mikesh Veshanim. So here in the previous Mishnah we used exactly the same terminology. The Rav explained that when it says Bash Shvius, it means after Shemitah is over.
Okay.
Got it? Hamachazir. Hamachazir choy bashvius. Ruach hachamim doicho himenu. They have pleasure. They like him. He's a good person. He's a good mensch.
Okay.
L'halayv min agersh niskaru bonav imoy lo yachzir lebonav. Okay, if a person borrows from a ger whose children were converted with him, which means that the children are 100% non-Jews, the father is non-Jew and the children are non-Jews, therefore they have no relationship. Ger shem skayer, there's no relationship,
so
therefore you don't. But if you do give the money back, then they have zero chum. And why? Because we don't want the ger to say it's not fair.
Right.
When I was a goy, then I yashim in a Torah, so now it shouldn't be any worse.
Call
him metalim nicknim b'mshicha nu halacha. All metalim will come b'mshicha. Call him a kaim estivaroi. Anyone that's mekayim estivar ruach amnechemenu. Okay, anyone that's mekayim. Now, what is that chiddush of the year? That's the vachzus chiddush shiusli of levushalom malavanu b'chein v'machzul malitzahar ruach amnechemenu. Liachzul lebonav. Ein nechayv lachzul lebonav b'meis ager. You don't have to return to the ger dies. Dinosul ruach amnechemenu du'dach lebonav shneskari imal mishum du'dai ruach amgerushes. If he's not going to return to his children, the people are going to say Yashloch Shema Yashloch Shema Yachzru. They're going to go back. They're going to go back. If you were not Jews,
you would have to give it back to them.
Now, then the Mishnah Rav says Nuche. But let's say one is Mishnah over here. Dafko. That should describe bond of imoy.
Yeah.
What is that coming to exclude?
Avalim
chayisa harasam shleibik dusha. The wife was pregnant.
Yes.
Then they all converted, and now the baby was born from a mother, Jewish mother, but the conception was shleibik dusha. But that's not dusha. The meilam lo yarshu es aviyem. So in this situation, they never minatoyra ever had a chance to inherit their father because they were never born. They were already born instead of being Jewish, but now when they convert, so therefore. They're considered to be not. Then you do not need to return to their children.
Wow.
So it's leading up. Therefore, if we make it the business arrangement, and I give you the cash, but I don't make mashicha, I can go back. We can go back, and you can give me back. I get back my money, and you keep your object. The best thing to do is now's my chance.